God's Word for You, Psalm 119, verse 30. I have chosen the way of truth. I accept your judgments. Is the poet talking about the moment when he came to faith or some other event, some later event? Well, he was brought into Israel through the covenant of circumcision as a week old child. So he is not talking about coming to faith. In fact, the relationship of the Old and New Testament sacraments is another discussion, but there is no denying that God changed the outward signs of the Old Testament sacraments with others in the New Testament, as Chemnitz says, in keeping with God's ever-brightening revelation of grace. But in either case, faith does not come on account of any choice in man. We do not choose to be Christians or choose to be saved. God, Paul says, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. That's Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. And we confess in the Catechism in the third article, I believe that I cannot by my own thinking or choosing believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Now, to be fair, and I suppose objective, we must admit that the poet does not say here whether he thinks he made any human choice to become a believer in God or whether God chose him, and that any choice he has made since coming to faith has been in response to God's sovereign choice. But doctrinally speaking, we must let the rest of Scripture instruct us about how one comes to faith. Man in his fallen state, the state of all mankind since the fall, cannot come to faith on his own. Since before his conversion, man is dead in sins, there can be in him no power to work anything good. First, every inclination of man's heart is evil from birth, Genesis 8:21, and even from conception, Psalm 51:5. Second, all man's desires are toward evil before conversion, Ephesians 2, 2 and 3. And one who is thoroughly evil and lost cannot decide for anything good. Third, man's mind is set on carnal things. Paul says in Romans, those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. That's Romans 8:5. Fourth, the unconverted natural heart does not want to come to God. He is afraid of God. He flees from him and hates him. He is not merely a spiritual cripple, but an enemy of God and dead in sin. That's Romans 8:7. Fifth, faith comes only through the working of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, or through baptism, which is also a proclamation of the Word of God together with the washing of the water for salvation. God is the one who turns us to him. And believers are not born from their own will, but from the will of God. That's John 1, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, it is not a cooperation that brings us into God's family, but God's compassion and grace. Sixth, the steps of conversion are logical and able to be grasped by Christians. First, through the law, God sets the knowledge of sin and contrition in the heart. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, Jesus says, but the sick. And the law shows us that this sickness and the depth of our sins. Second, the Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel, come to me that your soul may live, Isaiah 55:3. And third, the Holy Spirit works faith or trust in man's heart, Philippians 1:29, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ to believe in him. Conversion, then, is not what our poet is describing. For Scripture cannot contradict Scripture. Jesus says the Scripture cannot be broken, John 10:35. Choices that believers make, then, follow conversion. So the gradual and daily desire to know God better, to explore his word, and to apply his word in our lives, is one of the effects of conversion. It follows faith. The believer wants to seek Christ the Savior. We seek him out eagerly. Some writers use the word thirst or the phrase, we pant after him, like in Psalm 42. This verse, which is Psalm, remember, 119, verse 30, falls under that category. The believer wants to understand God better, to embrace God with the heart and the mind. Understanding God more and more should never be pursued apart from faith, which is trust. For the pursuit of God's will and God's word without faith, without trust, or separate from faith, will be a barren endeavor. It can only lead to unbelief, for Paul also says anything that does not come from faith is sin, Romans 14:23. When the heart of any believer wants to understand God apart from faith, he has returned to the very moment in the garden when our mother looked at the fruit and set aside obedience and faith and was led by Satan into new thoughts. The fruit of the tree was good for food, she thought, even though God had forbidden them from eating it for another reason, and eating it meant death. And the fruit was pleasing to the eye, she thought, which is always true of every temptation that beguiles us. But they are just gilded pathways to eternal damnation. And finally, the fruit was desirable for gaining wisdom, she thought. This was a lie, for any wisdom that veers away from the path to eternal life in heaven is the highway that descends forever into torment and agony. How could such a course of study ever be considered intelligent? God promises, the intelligent of the intelligence I will frustrate. Our poet is willing to lay his life and his sin before God. I accept your judgments, he says, or more literally, I have set my heart on your judgments. This is the heart of a believer who confesses his sin and does not defend his actions, but asks for God's mercy. This is trust, the essence of faith. I believe in Jesus as my Savior, but it is God who creates and preserves this spiritual life in my heart. God condemns my sin, but God sent Jesus, his Son, to be the sacrifice that atoned for that sin. This is the believer who, knowing God's will and God's forgiveness, chooses the way of truth. We trust, we rely, we pray, we believe, and these things shape how we live. The result is that we will want to live for Jesus. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's Word for you.